Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Meta Cafe. Grab your cup of coffee or your tea, sit back and relax, and let's chat about what is going on in the planets and stars for today. If you're new, my name is Janet Hickox, and I'm an astrologer and human design consultant. And I do this practically every morning, actually, Monday through Friday. The only day I don't do that is on Thursday, because on Thursday, I show up in the afternoons. So you can tune in any morning, Monday through Wednesday, 8 a.m., Friday, 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. East Coast time, Thursdays at 4 p.m., 7 p.m. East Coast time. So we have lots to talk about. I always say that. I think I have lots to talk about today. And it is going to be one of those interesting days again. We still are in the backwash, if you will, of the Uranus Mars conjunction or the Mars Uranus conjunction from yesterday. For those of you in the East, you didn't experience that until early in the morning. So it is probably activated not only from yesterday, but into today, and maybe even a little bit as we move into tomorrow. So we may still be at the surprise end of the spectrum where things happen that we least expect it, and where you might have those revelations and ahas. I was working really hard yesterday for an aha. Here's the funny thing. The minute I stopped working, I wandered into the other room and suddenly it hit me. I don't need to work so hard to do that because I have another tool already at my disposal that I can do the same thing that I've been struggling to try to figure out for the last week. So funny when that happens, right? So if you let go sometimes, then the aha strikes and you're able to see what was in right in front of you all along that you were blinded from trying to push your way into something. So, while you were sleeping, the moon moved out of Taurus and now into Gemini, ramping up the energy a bit for the day today. I'm going to launch into that in just a moment. Let's see who's out there listening to this morning. Good morning, Patricia. It's good to see you. Mimi, good morning to you. Natasha, another day out of school for you. I saw that Cedro Woolley was closed down today again. Enjoy another day off. And Vicky, good morning to you. Rebecca, good morning to you. And Debbie Hedden, good morning. She says, this sounds awesome and I have to miss today, but we'll catch it later. Absolutely, Debbie, you can do that. They're right here. I'm actually getting back into the swing too of putting them on YouTube and then reloading them up to Blog Talk Radio. And that was an issue because when my computer went down initially back in, the second, what was it, the first week of January, I lost the program that I used to take movie formats and change them into audio formats. And every other one that I went to wanted, first of all, the files are large. So it would convert, a talk that I was doing with someone, but it wouldn't convert the movies, the daily astrology reports into MP3 because they were too big and it wanted me to purchase it, which was just biting me because the program I had before was free and it was no longer available. So I finally found one that I wanted to buy and got it. And so now I can get back and put my shows up on Blog Talk Radio. So those of you who like to download those podcasts into or listen to them when you're in the car, now you can do that again. So you can check that out at iTunes. You can check it out on Stitcher. Any of the podcast providers have my Living Astrology broadcasts up there to listen to. So let's see, anybody else checking in with us this morning? Good morning, Jacqueline. Good to see you. And let's talk now about what's going on today with the moon in Gemini, my favorite sign, one of my favorite signs. I actually like all 12 signs. The only one I ever have issues with is Scorpio, and that's because I just never know what to think about the intensity and passion coming from that sign. And anyway, in the grand scheme of things, all 12 signs have lots of things to offer, and we all carry elements of all of those signs within us, right? It's not like you were born into a universe that was only Gemini oriented or, Aquarius oriented. You were born into a universe that has the entire pantheon of planets available and the entire pantheon of constellations and zodiac signs available. So you are a reflection of it, Do you recognize this, Janice? This was a birthday present from you, like, I don't know, mega years ago. I lost the earrings, so I'm wearing a different pair, but I absolutely love this with this color. Anyway, thank you very much. So Moon in Gemini then tells us that today is a day to talk, to communicate with one another. It is a day for sharing ideas, for following your curiosity, right? If something strikes your fancy in your mind, trace it down, chase it down if you must. You know, I just did this to my husband. This was too funny. A friend of mine down the street from me has a green screen like I do. And since I've lived in this house, I have not been able to use that screen because I have no place to put it when I'm not using it. And it would just be blocking, you know, things. And I just happened to mention that to her the other day. And she said, oh, well, here's what I did. Well, she ran some little chain brackets from the ceiling and ran the pole across that. And then she can, you know, the screen just drops down anytime she wants to use it. And the reason you would want to use a green screen is because then behind me, I could be projecting anything, right? Plants, trees, the San Francisco Bay Bridge, the stars, the planets. And I really, really wanted to be able to do that, especially when I was doing podcasts or when I was doing, you know, webinars and things like that. And I can't do it without the green screen. Well, I had purchased the green screen when I lived at the other house and I had a second room. Here, I don't have that luxury. So this idea bursts forth, right? And I went to my husband and I know now he's working on it. He's working on it in his mind. That's the thing that we have available to us for the next few days is this idea machine in your mind. And when you speak those ideas to the right person, then that person picks up that idea and they begin to work with it, right? So the moon in Gemini brings us ideas and inspiring ways to solve issues or problems. And then on top of that, there's, because it's kind of driven by curiosity, like what would happen if I put this and this together and maybe create something new? So the moon is bringing us sort of that kind of experimental energy. Unlike Aquarius, though, it is more based in curiosity, not necessarily an expectation that it will be successful or not. I hope that makes sense to everybody. This is a great day for community involvement, for socializing. This is the day in your offices and your businesses where there's going to be a lot of gabbing, you know, people picking up and just chatting with one another, sharing information, sharing ideas, and all of that kind of stuff. Good morning to Vanita. Good morning, Lynn. And Janice says, I forgot. Love that you still have it. Good morning, Michelle. Awesome that everybody's joining us this morning. So there is one little fly in the ointment today. And that is the fact that the ruling planet for Gemini is Mercury. And Mercury and the moon are in a square. A square is a challenge. Remember, 90 degree angle. And when we have planets that are in a 90 degree angle, they're challenging one another. Now, you know, we think sometimes of challenges as being bad or negative, but without challenges, we don't grow, we don't evolve. So we need the energy of these squares in our charts, or else we're just, you know, not going anywhere in our lives. So every one of you in your charts has something that's being squared. And that's kind of the area where you get rubbed the wrong way, you know, like, oh God, I've got to get rid of this. I've got to do this. I've got to change this. So today with the square to Mercury, we may find ourselves at times overthinking things. And in that overthinking comes maybe nervousness or anxiety. And so if you're feeling like that today, it means get out of your head, right? If you start that feeling of anxiety or worry, even begin to take and ask questions. What am I thinking about? What's on my mind? What's running through, you know, because you know how thoughts, they just, sometimes I wonder who's thinking the thoughts. Are the thoughts thinking me? Because they come sometimes so unbidden, right? I'm not even consciously thinking. I don't think I'm consciously thinking about things that are worrisome or that might happen in the future or might not happen in the future, but my thoughts are there. And if I can catch them, then I can change them, or else they sit within me and they create maybe that anxiety and that nervousness. So if you find yourself overthinking, catch it, change your thoughts, put it on something else, and let go of the anxiety and the nervousness. One of the other things that happens for us when the moon is squaring Mercury, especially when the moon is in the sign of Gemini, is that we get chatty, or we have that nervous chatter. You know how when you maybe you're getting ready to do a speech or a talk, or you're at the doctor's office and your nervousness shows up in how many words you're using, how much you're talking. So try to catch that too, right? That you're maybe over speaking because you're nervous or you have anxiety and you're trying to cover that anxiety up with talking. And then of course, this the moon squaring Mercury, especially now because the moon is in Gemini and Mercury is the planet that rules Gemini, to me, this might feel like a day sort of in a Mercury retrograde. Mercury is not retrograde yet. It enters the shadow of its next retrograde next week, so we're still clear. But with the square to Mercury, we may feel sort of like our tech is glitchy. We're trying to say something and it won't come out. Our minds aren't working with our mouths. We say things the wrong way. So don't be surprised if things like that happen today as well. Just move past it, right? Don't berate yourself or beat yourself up because you can't bring the thought up, the word up, you say the wrong things or you say the wrong thing to the wrong person and they get upset. Not your responsibility, right? Your only responsibility is to go, oh yeah, well, maybe it's better to be quiet than to keep talking. Just a little word to the wise this morning. Mercury is also in a semi-square. I introduced this to Pluto, by the way. I introduced this aspect to you guys a few weeks back. A semi-square is a 45-degree angle between planets. So if a square is a 90-degree angle, a semi-square is a half of that squared, and 45 degrees would be half of 90, and that angle is called a semi-square. And it's a little bit irritating too. It's not as full-on challenging as the square is, but the semi-square can sort of trigger you. And not to the waterfall, watershed kind of thing that the square can do, but there might be just something niggling at you, like this isn't right, or something's not quite feeling good, right? You know, yeah, we can sometimes get that vague sense of being ill at ease, or that, you know, there's something I'm not seeing, or something behind the words that someone's saying, right? That vague sense of being ill at ease. And so when Mercury is in a semi-square to Pluto, we may have that vague sense of worry or a feeling maybe of not being empowered. Remember, Pluto represents empowerment, the transformation from powerless to empowered. And we may be afraid of change, or maybe we're trying too hard to accept change and it doesn't feel good. You know, it's not wearing well on us. Or maybe we're just afraid to try something new. So we're holding back, right? I made a commitment to myself, like last day of January, that I would have something completed by the end of this month for launch in the month of March. And I find myself not backpedaling, but being a little anxious about it and feeling a little bit like I'm not empowered enough to do this, that, you know, people aren't going to like this, or they're not going to accept this from me, or you know how those voices in your head are, right? They're going to pick on the weak spot that you have. If it is your self-worth, that's where you're going to show up in the world saying, I'm not sure that I'm good enough for this. Or if it is, you know, in your relationship and you want to make something more of the relationship, but your weakness is there, it may be, no, I'm going to back off from this relationship. So many things, right? Well, be willing to recognize that that's what's happening, and that your fear of what might happen, or your worry, or your being afraid of change is just a momentary blip on the screen. Mercury isn't as fast as the moon, but, you know, rather than the moon that moves, you know, every couple of hours, Mercury moves every day. And maybe within 2 days, it's moved on, you know, out of and aspecting this particular planet. So Mercury being in Pisces right now would be saying more like, okay, well, go back to the dream, you know, connect with what is it that I, you know, can envision for myself? What is that bigger that dream, that aspiration that I have, and lean into that as opposed to worrying about the nuts and bolts of things, right? So you have the power in you for that. And it is your job always to make sure that you're resonating with the thoughts that you want and not the ones that are showing up. You just have to pay attention to what those are. So check in again here. Anybody have any comments, questions, anything new going on with everybody? Please type it into the comments here and let me know. So we have Mercury semi-squaring Pluto. We've talked about that. We've talked about the moon in Gemini. We've talked about the moon in Gemini squaring Mercury. So I think I've hit all the big news for today. So now I'm going to shift a little bit because I won't be with you tomorrow morning. Tomorrow's Thursday. So tomorrow afternoon, I'll be doing the Ascension and Astrology show with Cornelia Stephanie. We got another 2 or 3 inches of snow last night, so likely I am not getting on the road to go over to her house. So we're going to have to live with technology and hope and pray that this time it will work for us to be in two separate locations and yet be coming to you live at 4 p.m. tomorrow, West Coast time, and 7 p.m. East Coast time. And we're going to be talking about love and relationships. And I will be talking about how the planets Venus and Mars tie us into that at this particular season, right? Tomorrow being Valentine's Day. And how self-love also plays a part in that particular day. It's not just for lovers. And in fact, the story and the energy behind Valentine's Day isn't necessarily one of love. It is an interesting sort of story that we get with, if you really look at what St. Valentine was all about. And anyway, so we will take that up tomorrow. So let's talk about what I would talk about tomorrow morning. Okay, let's see, anybody with anything here? Mimi, the energy just feels like the timing is off everywhere. Looking forward to that pass. Yeah, timing. Yeah, I'm not sure what to say about timing right now, Mimi, because, you know, timing ultimately, as I've told you, you guys, many, many days, I come up here in the morning and I tell you timing is out of your hands, right? It's literally in the hands of divine, in the divine or God or source or goddess, whatever you want to call it. And in that is this idea that we can't push things to happen. When we do, then it feels wrong. It feels like we're not in the right place, or, you know, it's somehow what we expected to happen doesn't happen in the way that we expected it. And then that creates more stress or, you know, more of a problem for us. So yeah, timing might be off because maybe things are happening in the background that are just not set yet. And, you know, it's been a bit of a wild world. Maybe it's just in my part of the world where I just feel like there's so many things that are way out of my control. And that takes and makes timing feel off, I think, too. And I'm guessing you're feeling that, you're tapping into that. And a lot of you are very empathic out there. Right, you're picking up the sort of feeling of that collective, you know, that's feeling that way. So while some things are working really well, and who was I talking to the other day? And I said, it's sort of like that feeling again of being squeezed through the eye of the needle. And where, you know, we have this wide open world around us and we think that we should just be able to do anything in any way. But yet there seems to be, you know, these doors closing down, leaving this window in front of you open that you can squeeze your way through. And you just have to have faith that that's the right thing, right? That that's the right way to go. And Mimi says she's pushing. No, I am not pushing, more like stalled, and be patient. It's all good. Exactly. But for others, Mimi, I didn't mean that you were feeling that way. But for other people, it may feel like they need to push, right? That they're wanting to push and make things happen. And the better route is to just relax and let it happen in its own time. And if it's stalled or not moving ahead, there's got to be a good reason, right? So good morning, Debbie. She just checked in with us. And good. So let's talk about what's happening from Valentine's Day, 14th through the 18th. That is now human design I'm talking about. And the sun and earth are changing gates. Remind you that they've been in the gate of revolution and in the gate, let's see, what were the gate? The earth was at gate. Where was the earth this week? The earth was, oh yeah, at gate four. Interesting because the gate four is very logical, very mind-oriented. And the 49 is actually on the emotional center. So pitting our minds against emotion, logic, which can fail us in some ways at some times, because there are three ways of knowing in human design. You're a human being. You have three distinct ways of knowing, of which logic is only one way. And some of you aren't even slanted toward logic. You may be slanted toward intuition. You may be slanted, as I am, to the third one, the third way, which is even more disturbing, and that's knowingness. Knowing what you know, but not knowing how you know what you know. And that one's disturbing because it's so not accepted out there in the world. We get the feeling that we're going to be, looked at with a sideways glance because, oh, that's just her. She's going off again. And, they're going, woohoo, woohoo. Because I can't define for you how I know what I know at times. And if you're carrying that, we all carry all three of those, by the way. So sometimes you're tapping into logic, sometimes you're tapping into intuition, and sometimes you're actually tapping into the knowingness. You don't know how you know what you know, but you know it. So if that's the case, and we have transits that are favoring logic, we may try be trying to push ourselves to more toward the logic when our natural way of doing it is different. So that can create the stress, right? That feeling within you that something's not right, right? It's kind of scritchy. One of my other favorite words, scritchy and irritating, right? There's just that irritation. So that's why it's so important to know yourself, know yourself, know thyself. Why? Because then when a transit comes along, like this past week, where we've been uber focused on logic and the emotions coming, into sort of a challenge to logic, then we know, okay, I am emotionally designed. So I know that I'm going to default to emotion, right? I'm going to do what feels best to me. I'm going to take time in making a decision. If my spleen is the one that's my authority, then I'm intuitive. So I'm going to go with my gut instinct. I'm not going to listen to the noise out there of the logic and the people saying, can you prove it? And well, that doesn't make sense. I'm going to do what my gut is telling me. So it's so important to know yourself, intimately know your energy so that when the transits happen, you don't suddenly think of yourself as something different and then wind up in a situation where things don't work out for you. I hope that makes sense to everybody. So now let's take a look at where things are going next, because this coming week, or this human design week that begins tomorrow, takes us into the realm of desire. The sun puts us at gate 30, which is literally a gate of our human desires, not sexual desires. It's sitting on the emotional center. So this is that I want joy, I want excitement, I want love, I'm angry, now I'm gonna get vengeance, and all of the different human emotions that we carry are embodied in gate 30. When that gate is triggered in your birth chart or now by a transit, it ramps up the entire energy signature in your chart. We call this a red flag gate. Let me see. Let me pull my little. Your little human design guy. So here is the gate 30, right here. And it moves from the emotional center down toward the root center. And it connects up at gate 41. Remember when I was talking about the human design new year, and that was the energy of fantasy and imagination and creativity? Well, that's what gate 30 connects to. So out of our imagination, out of our creative impulse comes up, it's running from, it is the energy behind it is our desires, right? Whatever that might be for you. With the exception, like I said, it has nothing to do with sex. This has everything to do with what we want. Right, I want to be important. I want to be successful. I want to be seen. I want to be heard. All of those things that we want, the things that we want. I want a new car. I want a new house. I want a new relationship. So desire is huge. and it's very much all-consuming. And it sometimes can take us to the edge of obsession, right? And this is very far away from the mind. So where mind is usually considered obsessive, this is the emotional obsession that you may have with getting something, and it's attached then to an expectation. And when you have that, it's hard for you to see what is really right in front of you, the good that's happening in front of you. Now, driving that, because remember, the earth is as important here, and where she is going to be sitting at this time is at the gate 29. And the gate 29 sits on the sacral right here. And it's the top right corner of the sacral. It moves up toward the identity center. And it is called the gate of commitment. I often call it the gate of saying yes. And for some of you, it's just now going to be hanging there. Right? It'll be hanging there for the next 5 or 6 days. You may feel very tempted to say yes to everything, right? Not such a good plan. As much as life is juicy and we want to be excited about it and we want to get committed to things, if we are always saying yes, then we might miss the exact right thing that we were meant to say yes to, because now we're overcommitted. And then if I'm overcommitted and I'm committed to something that was the wrong thing, now I'm only half-heartedly engaged in it. And then I find myself with desire to be over here and I can't be over there because I said yes to this one. So it's going to be a tricky week. And tricky energetically, because there may be some really good, exciting things, offers and opportunities and people. It may feel like I'm really excited. This is so much fun. I want to say yes to everything. But you can't. You're not designed to say yes to everything. You're designed to say yes to the right things. And the right things come to you via your type, strategy, and authority. If you have no clue what I'm talking about, if you're listening to me out there and I don't see you and it's the first time here, then go to my website, www.living-astrology.com, request your free human design chart, and you will get your chart and a report that tells you more about who you are designed to be. So, type, strategy, authority, hugely impactful for everyone as we move into tomorrow in the next 5 days. It will keep you from making big mistakes about what you say yes to, right? We don't want an energetic drain on ourselves. So what we do want, though, is the correct things to say yes to. And for those of you out there who are projectors, reflectors, or manifestors, you now have access to sacral energy. Remember, that's because Mars and Uranus have been completing, Mars and Uranus at gate 3 and the south node at gate 60 have been completing this circuit. So if you've been taking action without waiting for invitations or without, waiting through your 28-day cycle, if you're a projector, then you may find yourself already feeling sort of burned out. And to add fuel to that flame, or flame fuel to that fire, comes along this kind of transit, right? Where it's the fires of desire. And be careful, or you might get burned, or you might get burned out. So that's the key for us for the next week, is watching out for burnout. And that can come in many different ways. Even, you know, I often think of myself as a generator, and my manifesting generators, I often think of them as impervious to burnout. So not true. Because you have sustainable life force energy, you can keep going and going and going and missing the cues that your body's telling you about being tired, about needing rest, about needing food, about needing a bathroom break, about needing a walk, right? Because you can use your formidable energy to just keep pushing and going and going. So there's caution in the wind for you all as well. Heads up, coming up down the line is the nodes have been sitting in the gate 56. The north node was at 56 about writing a new story, right? We talked about that in January. We've talked about it somewhat this month, where if you've been telling an old story, it was time to rewrite that story. And next week, they change from those gates that they've been in to the gate 62 and the gate 61. Now, I want to read you the gene keys of those two gates, because those are interesting. Gate 62 is where the north node will be. And so the north node is where the direction we're meant to be heading in, right? That on the grand scheme of things, it's what's helping us go forward down our path. And gate 62, in human design, it's the gate of details. It sits on the throat center. It is, here, let me show you that. Gate 62 sits right here on the throat center. And the throat center here with the gate 62 is about the details, being able to, you know, look deeper in. So, you know, the other side is about seeing the bigger picture, right? We have this big idea, but now I need to cement the details. But in human design, the gene keys, it takes on a little bit different look. And it is about in the shadow of intellect. And I find that to be an interesting shadow, right? When you say intellect, isn't that a gift? Right? Wouldn't you think that's a gift? But it's a shadow. And the reason would be because the intellect can outwit you at times, right? You know, it is, when we think of intellect, it's taking us more to that logical, sequential, concrete, sequential side of things. It leaves out a little bit of more of that, abstract notion. And if we use only our intellect, we might miss out the magic of the world. So intellect becomes a shadow. The gift is precision. We'll have to look, we're going to dig deeper into these words as we go into at the end of the week, or probably next week, because it doesn't happen until next week. And then the gift is impeccability. Impeccability. Now, the south node is going to be the tricky one, because the south node is the past. Right, it's the cup that holdeth all of our gifts, our talents, our my husband's out on the road, so I'm checking to make sure that was not him. So the gifts and talents in the cup here that we are carrying with us, and the ones that we're meant to use in the north node kind of way. And wouldn't you know it, it's going to be sitting at the gate 61, which is in the shadow psychosis. Who else is sitting there? Pluto. Pluto's been transforming us, showing us where we have been in psychosis, mass psychosis, moving us from that toward inspiration, being in spirit, inspiration, the state of being in spirit. And then sanctity. So those are going to be interesting two gates for our destiny transits to be taking us for the next several weeks. Big lessons that we can learn there, I'm sure. And that we will be facing, we'll be seeing it out in the outer world. Impeccability, right? Impeccability. I like that word. And the other one was, what was it? Impeccability. And 62 was impeccability, and 61, excuse me, is sanctity. Gives me pause. Lots of good things to think about. Kathy Miller, good morning, goodbye. Good morning, goodbye. She has lots of errands. Stay, if you know what, Kathy, if you see a road with a road closed sign, don't go in there. Oh my gosh, I was hearing stories on the news today about people in Oregon. It's really flooding there, where we have a ton of snow, they have a ton of water. And people driving through, even though that says road closed or water over road. So please, Kathy, don't do that. Stay away from that. Good morning, Diana Ballgard. It's good to see you. Good morning, Kristen. Good morning, April. Good to see everybody out there. So I have nothing else to share here that I can think of. Today was one of the lighter days of the week. Tomorrow morning, I will not be here. Remember, I will be in the afternoon, and we'll be talking about some other interesting things, I'm sure, then. Any questions before I go? Oh, let me tell everybody, mark this date on your calendar, the 27th of February, so 2 weeks from today. One of my big goals this year was to try to figure out how to deliver monthly reports to you about what's coming up. Now, one way, of course, was through the Energy Almanac, where I've outlined in the book all of the energies for the months, right? And a couple of different pages, actually three or four pages of information for the month. But not everybody bought the Energy Almanac, right? Not everybody does or did. And you can still purchase it, by the way, if you want to do that. You can, or you can tune in at the end of each month, I will be looking ahead at the astrology of the upcoming month. So February 27th, we will be looking ahead at what's coming for March, and we'll be looking at it through astrology and human design. I haven't decided. I've got $20 on my calendar that I think I want to charge for that. And so you can look forward to about the 27th or so of each month. We'll be doing that. The 27th happens to be a Wednesday. I think that's a good day to do that for most people. If you aren't able to attend live, you will be able to attend. You will be able to get the recording. So as far as cost and all of that, I will be putting that up today. Yeah, I think that's it for right now. Kathy, did you not see my photo from yesterday? My mama didn't raise a fool. I turned around. Good girl, right? Good girl. Your mama didn't raise a fool. She didn't raise a fool that wanted to drown either. So that's good. Gail says, good morning. This Taurus manifester is like WT heck. What the heck? This Taurus manifester. Okay, you got to tell me what's up, Gail. Why are you as a Taurus manifester going, what the heck? What up? What up? What up? More details, please. What the heck? So manifestors, and I've got a couple of you out there, Asa and Gail and somebody else out there that tunes in as a manifester. You guys are the idea machines, right? You guys come here with the inspiration and the ability to start things, to get the ball rolling, right? To start the party. And if you're going to start the party, then you have to be able to know how to do that, right? So you are here to act on your inspiration. But the problem for you all is sometimes you acting on ideas and inspiration creates resistance in other people. They want to resist your moving forward, or they want to throw up roadblocks. They get angry at you, which then causes you to get angry, or you get angry because other people are putting up, you know, their resistance to what it is you want to do. So your strategy is about informing. So if you are a manifestor, your job when you have this brilliant aha or this brilliant idea that you want to take action on is to remember to let the people know that will be affected by your change of heart or your change of direction or your new idea that you are going to do that before you do it, right? You're not asking permission. You are just informing. You're saying, hey, by the way, next week, I'm going to be out of the office. I'm going to be working on a writing project at home. So I just want to let you know I won't be as available. I'll check in with my messages at the end of the day. Message delivered. That's all you need to do, right? So you're not asking permission. You're saying, this is what I'm going to do, and I'm just letting you know because it does affect you. And on the other hand, you appreciate that same kind of energy coming to you from other people. You're not very appreciative when people decide to change their minds and do things differently and didn't inform you first, right? So it's a reciprocal, it's a two-way door. So when people do that to you, you get upset or angry. So your best route then is to be very clear and say, you know, I would really appreciate it in the future if you were going to make big changes that you let me know first. It's a little disturbing to me not to be informed. And you're just being authentic, right? You're being true. And then my dear manifestors out there, make sure you're not engaged for the long haul with anything. Don't force yourself to stick with something. You're the initiator. You're the cue ball that breaks open the rest of the balls on the table. If you're playing pool, you know, there's the white ball and it breaks apart the balls. And then, you know, that's its job. And as a manifestor, you can then turn that off to someone else or anything like that. Gail, being pushed to change and complete all the things I need to grow. Look what? Well, if you're being pushed, I would ask the question, who's doing the pushing? Where's the push coming from? And if it's from outside of you, then likely it might be misplaced, right? It might be projection. I can't remember your chart, Gail. Sorry, honey. And I don't have time to pull it up right now, but maybe take a look at your chart, see where the conditioning is. You know, it might be in an open head where you might feel like people are outside of you asking these questions and pushing you to answer. When are you going to start this? Where are you going to do that at? How come you haven't done it yet? How are you going to make that happen? You know, all those questions that maybe, you know, you're feeling, but aren't really yours to answer, right? Because the pressure is coming in from outside of you. Jacqueline says, I have not been able to keep a password on my home network because I could not get onto my network with my iPhone. My planet is Jupiter. My sign is Sag. We'll write more. Other people have had access, but since I changed the password, it gives me an error. I've been used to being alone and I'm not used to not venting. You know what would be good for you, Jacqueline? And I know, I think you have eyesight problems, don't you? So maybe this won't work. But journaling. And you could journal online if you have a keyboard, you know, that you can write, you know, type on. You know, journaling out your frustrations and your upset. Maybe getting that moved out of you. I don't remember what type you are either. So, Gail, oh, it's okay. Looking at my much needed change so I can become successful. Yes. By the way, another one of my ideas. Thank you, Vicki Clark, for this one. I was chatting with her one Sunday morning and she said, oh, I'm off to go meet up with some friends or something. They get together and they talk about, you know, spiritual things and human, their human design charts. And I went, oh, duh, Janet. So I'm thinking about starting a group, and as it will be maybe a Facebook group, maybe it's just a Zoom call. I'm not sure which. I haven't found the correct way yet to do this, but where we can meet together, right? We can come together and you can ask me your questions with your human. It'll be on Zoom, because on Zoom we can see one another. And on Zoom, we can speak to one another and see one another. You can show me your chart, or I can put your chart up on the screen and we can answer questions. We can use it as sort of I don't even know what to call it, a question and answer session about your human design or your astrology. Maybe I'll do two a month, one on astrology and one on human design. And you can bring your chart to that call. And you can ask me your questions, or we can fill in the projectors on what it means to be invited. And we, you know, those kinds of things, because those are big things, right? And a lot of people get their readings and then they go off and they try to live from their human design. And that's where you run into trouble. So it might be kind of fun to have that available to people. So I love that idea, Gail says. Perfect. So that is something that I'm just, have lots of these great ideas working. It's just about implementing them. Jacqueline, I feel like I'm being listened to and can't express myself. Is there something in Uranus that is, well, first of all, it wouldn't be Uranus. It would be probably your Mercury. Maybe your Mercury is under pressure. We talked about that already earlier this morning, that Mercury is in a lot of pressure today. And so speaking what needs to be said might be difficult. It might be harder for you to say what you need to say. It may come out wrong. Getting your mind and your mouth connected might be an issue. So, but that's going to last just through the day and maybe into tomorrow a bit, maybe through Friday, because the moon is in Gemini until then. So there's that. It's temporary. April, I've got a second job interview today. I'm feeling not good enough and rejected before I even go. The part-time job I have now is not valuing the employee except to bring in money for the busy beach season. It's fight or flight to provide for my family. So desperate. Ugh. Well, perception. Change your perception. Change what you think about what is going on. You have to change this idea of not being good enough, sweetheart, because that isn't going to save you. That isn't going to serve you. That isn't going to get you where you want to go. I don't know if we've ever talked about this concept of intrinsic value or intrinsic worth. And something that gets conditioned in us as we grow up. So when we have a young child, when we have a baby, there is no part of us that questions the worth of that child being cared for, nurtured, fed, clothed, loved. There's no part of us that asks the question, is this person valuable enough for that? Is that person worthy to receive my love and my attention? No. We come to the planet. We come into this lifetime with intrinsic value and intrinsic worth. Unfortunately, as we grow up, the outer world starts signaling to us that our worth gets involved with what we do, not with who we be. You never lost the being part. It's there, right? You are a human being. Unfortunately, the outer world our societies, our cultures have conditioned us to believe then as we grow up that our worth becomes in how we conform, in how we work, how much money we earn, how much we can do in a day, how many widgets we can produce. And it skews the whole idea of your worth and your value. That is just blah, blah, blah. That is all out there. That is in interference in the field. That is not the truth. So the only person that can reinstate your worth and your intrinsic worth and your intrinsic value is you, by remembering who you are, claiming it, living it, breathing it, infusing it through you from top to toe, right? You've got to really understand that you have value and worth well beyond, not even including what you can do. I hope that helps, right? Every time you feel unworthy, just know that's coming from outside of you. That isn't you. That's not the real you. Okay. Now, that doesn't mean, for example, children are born into families where they're not valued. You know, that takes us into psychosis and into, you know, a bunch of things. But born in our birth, by birth, we have, by virtue of our beingness, intrinsic value and worth. You don't earn it. You own it. It's yours. Okay. Loving this. Rebecca says, April, I like that idea too. April, thanks. You're welcome. You're welcome, because you are worthy. For God's sakes, you're an absolutely gorgeous woman who should be out there just commanding her worth, what she wants. You have it, baby. I know your situation, and there have been other people in your life that maybe have, you know, acted to beat you down. But that's their truth. They're projecting onto you. It's not your truth unless you make it your truth. Think about that. What do we make as our truth, right? Jacqueline says, I was told recently that it is not surprising I don't have any friends. I know some people who don't know how to keep things to themselves. Again, outside of you, Jacqueline, you know, we are all needing to learn to be responsible, response-able. And that means you take responsibility for everything you feel, everything you are thinking, and everything that is happening to you in your world. You cannot blame people outside of you for bringing you down because you've allowed it to happen. And your responsibility, being able to respond, is to take command of yourself. Not to let in, who cares, right? Jacqueline saying she was told that she, it's not surprising she doesn't have any friends. Well, that's someone else projecting that onto you. But then I, as a person, would take it that, I would look at that and go, is that true? Is it true that I don't have friends? And if I find that that might be true, that I don't have a lot of friends, why might that be? Is there something in me that I hadn't seen? Right? It's all valuable feedback, but it doesn't mean that you're not worthy of having friends, of being loved and adored by the people in your world. There just might be something within you that you haven't seen clearly yet, and they are helping you to see it. I try, because sometimes it's not easy, because I get triggered like any one of you. I get triggered at times, but if I can remember that everything that triggers me is really a mirror for me to see myself clearly, my beliefs more clearly, my own sticking points more clearly, then it becomes something that I don't have to then package up and project back on you, right? It's something then that I can heal within me. So I would never, ever, I would take in anything people say, and I would consider, what is that showing me about me, as opposed to making it true about me? I hope you can understand that difference. So, April, go out there and just tear up the world. You know, get what you want. Claim what you need, what you desire, right? We're going into the gate of desire tomorrow. You might as well say, hey, I desire all my good to come to me. I desire a job that where I feel good, where they value me, my time, where they take care of me as an employee, and where I take care of them as a business. It's up to you. And maybe it's not that one job, and you never have to settle for anything. You just don't. Settling would be moving you away from your design. So anyway, okay, any other questions, comments? Gail, yes, 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 exactly what's happening. Yeah, so much, right? So much. And, you know, one of the things that we have to do is to be able to support one another through this. And you may find yourself plopped in the middle of a group of people that aren't as aware as you. And maybe it's your job then to carry the light into that group. Or maybe it's time for you to surround yourself by people who are carrying more light. Hard to say exactly in the situation, but always remember that, you know, you, what you have coming off of you in terms of your energy, your love, your light is affecting the people around you. Hopefully pulling them up, right? Giving them a lift in the frequency of their energy. Otherwise, what might be happening is that you're allowing yourself to get drawn into their dramas and their beliefs, etc., which then lowers your frequency. So your frequency is your own. Okay, my friends. So again, I won't see you tomorrow morning. I will see you tomorrow afternoon. I'll put that link up later today. And I want you all to have a wonderful day. Be valuable. Be worthy. Go out and get what you desire. Live from love. Live from light. Love you guys. See you tomorrow. Bye.